What's going on, everybody? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily rolls on this week here on this Tuesday as I'm recording this. Actually, this will come out on Tuesday. I'm recording it this an hour away from tip-off between West Virginia and K-State on the men's side of here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III. This is the Tuesday. Will be the Tuesday edition of the daily podcast as well, and in the course later on here this evening. You know, by the way, how can I not forget to say anything? Of course, it was on my mind last Friday, but yeah, obviously already, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. To those of the married couple slash we have boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, your significant other, happy Valentine's Day, K-State Nation, and to all those of you out there as well. Man, I forgot to mention that on the men's recap, but I'm mentioning it now, so definitely, I know this is going to come out tomorrow night. It's like, what is he talking about? Like, yes, absolutely, definitely. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone, and a late happy Valentine's Day for those out there as well. So there, I covered it, everything. Anyways, yeah, we cover all K-State athletics here. If you're new to the podcast, this is where we talk about Kansas State athletics, the Kansas State Wildcats, here in the Manhattan, Kansas area, where, of course, yours truly lives, Kansas State University, and this focus on the women's side of the basketball team. And I saw most of this game, and I had a feeling, well, not a feeling, but just had a feeling in the second half. Obviously, this was kind of a streaky game. Obviously, the ladies played KU, the Sunflower Showdown, and KU ends up winning the game. So it's here with the score of, yeah, K-State pulled away late in this game, especially in the, well, in the fourth quarter, where K-State rallied from, there are two instances that the Jeff Mitty squad was down. They're down, what, by 11 or 12 or something, 11 to 13 in the first half, and they're down again in that same range, 9, and they rally back. So they use two different runs, but again, when you fall behind like that, I know the men, they tend on the same line. They're trending on the same lines. They fall behind 13, 14 points, and they use all the energy. Well, lucky enough for us, or the men's side, that we were able to come back and win that game in Ames on the nightcap with the K-State women's basketball team. That was not the case there, as Jackson and Prater took over the game for them late there to secure the deal there, 62 to 51 loss there, and the road woes continue there for this team. They had a chance. They had multiple chances. Now they had multiple chances now to take the lead and really swing the momentum in their favor, but KU was going to have none of that as well. Laura Mackey knocked down a three, which was their first three of the game in the early moments of the fourth quarter, that tied the game, that tied this ball game with 8:26 left in this game. Yeah, it was a 45-45 game, and yeah, three-point shooting was absolutely horrible. 1 of 22, and that was the only three of the night there. Yeah, you're not going to win too many games like that. And of course, the offense evolves around the one and only Aoka Lee down low there. And in the second half there, I know they're trying to get to her, but when you had KU's throwing big bodies out there, Lee had some chances there late in the game, and they just weren't falling in. Now it's just that kind of night for the K-State women's basketball team, and you can't win. Yeah, they couldn't buy a bucket there in that third quarter. You're not going to win games like that, especially against quality opponent. Yeah, K-State, it felt like K-State had scored nothing in the third quarter. K-State, KU used a 21-10, and they held them off there in the fourth quarter of that ball game. So you wonder now what's next, right? Your next game's not even until this weekend, right? Did I see that right? Yeah, their next game isn't even until Sunday. So hopefully that game is actually going to be at home against Oklahoma State, 3 p.m. tip-off. And, oh, by the way, this Sunday's game is K-State's annual WBCA K-Yal Cancer Awareness Game. The first 15,000 fans will receive a free K-State Women's Basketball pink t-shirt. K-State will celebrate cancer survivors during the game, and fans will have the opportunity to learn about local cancer fighting efforts. Halftime will feature a performance from the KC Disc Dogs as well. If you're interested in coming out, of course, you know my plug, and whenever the weekly edition is recorded, me and Alex, the plug is come on out, still support this basketball team. They still think it's good, in good position. Aoka Lee, Serena Sundell, the Glenn Sisters and Company. I still think they're in a good position here. But obviously, the commentators with the KU we're listening to that with the KU commentaries. Woo! Okay, excuse me. The KU broadcast team. They really kept it neutral, which was nice to see, actually, from them. They actually did a good job there. But, yeah, back to flipping it, back to K-State there. Yeah, these two, if the Big 12 tournament, it's in Oklahoma City, right? Or no, not Oklahoma City. No, is it actually in Kansas City this year? Yeah, they usually see in Oklahoma City, but no, they changed, they flipped it. So I think both men's and women's are in Kansas City, which that is going to be one heck of a show there. If I switch it over to the standings real quick here before I get into some final statistics here, where K-State is, actually K-State is all alone in six now. Obviously, K-State somehow, Jeff Mini's team continues to self-destruct here. They would fall back to West Virginia, but they are a six right now. And looks like, all intents and purposes, they will play, Baylor looks like. I might be wrong now, because they're mentioning the commentators about these two, KU and K-State, these two teams playing in the quarterfinals of the tournament. So, I mean, who knows how that's going to shake out. Obviously, if K-State were to stay in a spot, obviously, they would go face Baylor, which recently they got creamed. But the season series at 1-1, same like KU right now. KU just jumped the fourth there, and K-State drops to six all alone there. So they're still okay, but they're in the lead the second half of the bracket there, 7-6, and from there on, just bad, bad, bad. So you bring in a bad basketball team, Oklahoma State. Speaking of bad basketball teams, Oklahoma State Lady Cowgirls, 3-10 on the year, and they're 8-14 overall as well. So yeah, you got to take care of your business there on Sunday. So, and with just a handful of home games left here, yours truly might be going to a women's basketball game here, hopefully, to cap off the season. Yeah, so 63-51 in this one. Aoka Lee, 18 points, 7-16 shooting for her in this one, 18, 13 rebounds and an assist. Serena Sundell battling through middle minor injuries. Well, I should say injuries. Playing hurt, I should say. That's a little better phrase. 10 points, 4 assists and a rebound. Briley Glenn, 8 points. 3 rebounds for her. Emily Ebert, also with 8 points. She had a decent game as well. Only 4-11 shooting, though, and 2 rebounds for her. Yeah, 32% from the field. And, yeah, I already mentioned the 1-for-22, 4%. Yeah, that's not going to cut. That's looking at that, that is the worst game for K-State this year from downtown shooting like that. So, I mean, even in inside game, they had some pretty open looks. It just didn't fall or yours off. And you wish, if you're a K-State fan, you wish, or I mean, yeah, you want to give it to Aoka Lee every time, but you wish that some of these open looks that these ladies are taking. This is what I saw Saturday night. was passing up open looks and passing it down low to 5-0, right? So to me, it feels if, I mean, they probably just either didn't have the confidence or you know your best players down there, which, I'm okay with it. But 2B is you have the open shot, take it, and you wish you see again. I think you knock those down, it makes life so much easier for 5-0, and I'm talking about 5-0, I'm talking about Ilka League, that you can make those shots, you can knock them down, it puts a whole lot of pressure on the opposing defenses, and for them, they're just struggling there, and they had some open looks, they just weren't knocking it down at all, so they have a week to prepare, and hopefully they can use this week kind of recuperate, and Serena to heal up a little quicker, get back to 100%, and they can be ready to rock and roll Sunday afternoon in Bramlage against Oklahoma State. So 7-6 in conference for Jeff Mini's squad, and I believe now they're 17-8 on the year here in the 2021-22 campaign as well. So I still think, I mean, there are other teams that are going to be playing this week that are ahead of them, and yeah, they're talking about KU's step a couple of steps up this year, but really improved. You knew that was going to be a tough game. So yeah, Texas plays on Wednesday. There, KU plays tomorrow. So they might win that one there. So yeah, they're not playing for another week. So hopefully that will re-energize the squad, get them ready to go for Oklahoma State on Sunday. But yeah, they lose in the Sunflower Showdown in Lawrence to the Lady Jayhawks. And again, by the score, if I scroll back to where I was earlier, that is not right here. I had it earlier. There we go. 63-51 is the score there. You lose by 12 in this one. It just seemed like it was an uphill battle, and we'll see what's next for Jeff Mini's team here moving forward and interesting as they prepare this week for Oklahoma State. I am recording this just prior here, just less than an hour away from tip-off in Bramlage. With West Virginia and K-State men's team going out. And K-State, they need to take care of their business against West Virginia tonight as well. So, again, folks, we'll get you set up with women's basketball not up until Sunday. We'll get you right for tennis. Golf team getting ready for their season here when the weather gets right as well. I believe they're going to be traveling here shortly. Baseball is going to be kicking off as well. We're going to have lots of coverage on that as well. Track and field review on Thursday as well. Again, K-State winter and spring ball is starting to really pick up here as we are in the middle of February. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you listen to your podcast. That is going to put an end on this episode, this daily, the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, your host. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.